invincibly efficient, but we should anticipate the worst. More tea, Oliver?
No, thanks. That photograph, George.
It's Carla.
Ah, I wondered. So that's him.
It began life as a passport photograph. It's the only one we have.
Frosty little cove. Isn't it a little macabre to hang his picture above your desk? The victorious enemy gloating down at you?
Well, Bill Hayden's dead, you see.
You shouldn't think in terms of Carla. You should refer to Moscow Center. It's safer to stay with the institutions. We don't want this to seem like a personal vendetta. It isn't personal, is it, George?
I don't see that we have any choice but to scrap everything and start again.
My, you are the root and branch man all of a sudden.
If we close down our houses around the world, the houses Carla certainly knows about, well, that sends him a strong message, doesn't it?
That he's won.
Which is rather what I'd like him to think. It might give us a little time, a little leeway.
So who can we trust? Who's on your new team, George?
Myself and Gwilym here, Connie Sachs.
I thought she'd been retired.
She was, by Bill Hayden. Connie knows more about Moscow than anyone alive, so Bill got rid of her. I've asked her to come back.
Doesn't she drink?
If we disqualified everyone who drank occasionally, Oliver, there'd be no service at all.
I suppose not. Nor any government come to that.
I shall want Fawn, of course.
I remember him, your young thug.
And Dr. Salis.
Who?
Our chief China watcher, affectionately known as the Mad Jesuit.
He's a notable Orientalist.
All right. Who else?